Listener Production.
Morning, it's Madeleine Larson here. Slovakia's PM is undergoing surgery after sustaining life-threatening injuries in an assassination attempt overnight. Robert Fico was shot in the abdomen when leaving a government meeting to meet people in a crowd gathered outside. The 59-year-old returned to power last year with concerns his party would lead the country away from a pro-Western course, campaigning against migration and LGBTQ rights. Flights from Australia to New Caledonia have been cancelled as riots over voting changes turn deadly in the French Pacific Territory. France has declared a state of emergency, deploying 500 extra police to the holiday hotspot in a bid to restore law and order, with four lives already lost, 300 injured and 130 under arrest. A travel warning has been issued, with Aussies being urged to reconsider their holiday plans, while its main airport remains closed to commercial flights. Hundreds have marched through Sydney's CBD overnight protesting for an end to the war in Gaza, while students have occupied a Uni of Melbourne building overnight, vowing not to leave until it cuts ties with Israel. Those are among several pro-Palestinian rallies across the country in recent weeks. These Melbourne locals have shared their thoughts with the project.
The university building, they're not doing any damage.
Campus belongs to all of us. This is a complete takeover.
Well, students camping out at Canberra's ANU were ordered to leave by Friday. And wouldn't this be nice? $100 million is up for grabs in tonight's Powerball. The first ever Best of Three Women State of Origin series gets underway between the Maroons and Blues tonight in front of an expected record crowd at Suncorp. New South Wales coach Kylie Hilda says her side face a tough test first up away from home.
We know we've got a lot of pressure on us and how important game one can be in a three-game series, so we are definitely the underdogs.
And Wayne Bennett denies he's already signed a contract to coach South Sydney next year, but will meet with the club chiefs after Magic Round, where he's expected to ink a three-year deal. In AFL footy, the Suns and Cats have made four changes each for tonight's Indigenous Round opener in Darwin. Gold Coaster managing captain Jared Witts, the Cats doing the same with veteran Tom Hawkins. But coach Chris Scott says that doesn't mean they'll be lacking any talent.
To a man, the guys that are going to come into our team, you know, have done it at AFL level already this year.
Well, Carlton's Jack Martin will miss tomorrow night's clash against Sydney with a strained calf. Taking a quick look at weather across the country, showers and 24 in Brisbane, similar skies on the Gold Coast, 23 the max, partly cloudy in Sydney and a top of 22, similar skies in Canberra getting up to 18, sunny in Melbourne, a top of 19, partly cloudy for Hobart, 18 the max, mostly sunny for Adelaide and 22, sunny for Perth and 28. Tune in to the Briefing podcast on Listener to lift the lid on important issues that matter to you. Download the Listener app now and search the Briefing.